Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 183 of the Classic Podcast. Here's another fan favorite. This is Chris Norton, and the big cool out is what I call this. This is from very, very early on in the national syndication effort of our show, October of 1999. And Chris Norton came on our show to talk about how he was so skilled, not only at making love to women, but making love to married women, and even cooling out or chilling out their husbands once they came to the door and caught him. That's his claim, and I guess he was sticking to it. Wait till you hear Chris talking to a variety of outraged husbands and others, as he says that I'm able to just chill the situation out even after you catch me with your wife. Chris Norton here, episode 183 of the Phil Henry Classic Podcast.
On the line is a caller from Redondo Beach. Now, we're talking about a man just given 4 months in jail and some 10 years probation for shooting his wife to death when he found her with another man. In the state of Texas, at least, this is considered to be a crime of passion. It is almost considered to be an understandable action, and therefore one does not get the mandatory, what one might in another state, for instance, life in prison or death. Now, this guy, keep in mind, not only shot her, but when he was driving away, he realized he had more bullets. He turned around and went back and finished the... This is a terribly sad story. Finished the job while she was on the phone to 911. It's caller in Redondo Beach. Now, I asked Mike to hold you over. Sir, you say that you've been with six or seven married women?
Phil, yes. And I really would probably not give my name if it's okay.
No, that's all right.
But I have been with married women in that situation. And I wanted to ask you a question first. The guy that she was with, he was not killed?
No, he was not.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, it has been my experience, and I'm speaking from experience now. It's been my experience that guy, the man that the woman was with, could have cooled the situation out had he had presence of mind, okay? You can be confronted by an angry husband, all right? And I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but probably about, like I was telling your screener, you know, about six, seven times in my life.
How old are you?
I'm 28. So
so you've been sexually active for a long time?
Yeah, since I was 14.
Since you were 14?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've, for better, for worse, or whatever, I mean, I kind of know my way around women a little bit. And I've, unfortunately, you know, I've been involved with married women, and I have had this situation. And
all right, why do you think that the guy that she was with could have cooled it out?
Well, I think the first thing you do, I mean, I totally understand how emotional it is, but you got to break it down step by step. Okay, first thing you have to do, and I did this with a man who was pretty big. I mean, he was a lot bigger than me, and I was with his old lady, and we'd just, we'd knock one off in the afternoon, you know, cause I'd worked with her, and we went back to her house, you know, we were in her bedroom, and her old man comes in, and the first thing you've got to do is you have to let cool heads prevail, because it is really an emotional situation.
And well, what did you do?
Well, what happened to me was this guy comes walking in the bedroom, and I'm with his old lady, and like I said, I just got done, you know, I just gotten finished about, you know, maybe like 10 seconds before the guy comes in, and I turn over and I look at this guy, and this guy is big, and this guy is pissed off. And I said to him, you have to understand something, okay, that I said, let's cool out, you know. And I told the guy, I said, we got to cool out. I said, you need to understand, you know, that she had certain sexual needs, and all I am is just I was there to provide the sexuality for her, and that she loves you. And you got to understand, this doesn't mean she don't love you, okay, man? You know, because you got to get their attention, all right?
You're talking to an enraged husband, all right?
That's right. I mean, they're pissed off, but you have got to understand that what you do is you say to the guy, you know, she loves you. She just needed a little bit of, you know, sass. And I'm very, one of the things, Phil, is I'm very good looking. I mean, a lot of women come on to me, and that's just kind of the reality of my life. And I am, I don't know how to say this, but I'm very well endowed, too. And
okay, all right, I got it. I got your credentials, okay?
No, I'm not trying to brag or anything.
No, I understand.
But so I explained to this guy, you know, I am, obviously I'm very good looking, I am well endowed, and your wife just needs sex. She still loves you, and this is not about her not loving you. but I know that she loves you. She just has some sexual tension. And you calm the guy down that way. You tell him there's no need for violence. You can say to him if you want to that you didn't know she was married. I mean, I knew that this one chick was married, but it wouldn't make any difference. I mean, I could say, I didn't know. And gradually I was able to calm this guy down. The other thing, I was aware that she was married, but it's beyond my control anyway, because a lot of women just come on to me, you know. And
so you're telling me...
But what I'm saying is I reassured the guy that he had nothing to fear from me. She didn't mean a thing to me. That I was just, you know, we were knocking one off early afternoon. I explained to him that we'd had a couple of beers at lunch, so, you know, she was not under, she's not having no control.
What happened?
The guy understood. He left the room and, you know, gave us a little bit of privacy, you know, and we were able to, you know, maybe knock one off again, and then I left. And that's happened about 3-4 times to me. I mean, a couple other times I had to run out a bedroom window. But mostly, if I can talk to these guys, I can cool them out.
Would you mind staying on the line with us? Because that's a very interesting story. And it's also pertinent, I think, because of the fact that this other man involved got up and ran. Let me go to a phone call here in Granola. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. And is the gentleman in Redondo Beach there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
As far as I know... They had a law in Texas that if the spouse caught their partner involved in sex with another person, they could kill them both and not even be arrested.
Is that right?
That is. Now, I don't know if that there's a law or was
yeah.
the law. But I was down there.
Is you married?
50 some years ago.
Oh, you were married 50 years ago.
What?
Are you married now?
No, the guy I married is dead now.
Oh, the guy you married, he's currently dead? Was he shot?
Huh?
Was he shot?
No, he...
He wasn't running out a bedroom window or nothing?
He finally died of cancer.
Oh.
But...
Oh, that. I heard about that.
He was no prize to be married to.
Is that right?
But anyway...
Did you ever fool around on
with
it?
Everything... As it is, I heard the story.
So you say this guy
when I was down in Texas over 50 years ago that
you said this guy
they had a law down there that anyone caught in such a situation,
get his brain blown out.
Partner could kill them both and they wouldn't even be arrested.
So this guy you were married to is a real dick, huh?
Huh?
The guy you was married to is a real dick?
The guy I was married to was 6'2".
Asshole.
But.
Oh, yeah?
He had about as much principle as nothing.
A real piece of crap, huh?
What?
A real piece of crap, huh?
That's right.
You ever bang around on him?
Nope.
Never messed around on him or nothing?
Never played around, never.
Wow. That's too bad.
He did his own self in lots of ways.
Wow. What a story.
That's wild. Did he bang around on you?
He was a drill sergeant in the Army, and he knew all the rules.
Say that again.
And he knew that the Army provided their personnel with treatment centers. If they became sexually involved, they could go to the treatment center and get treated, and
guys,
they had that paper,
guys,
and they ever came up with a disease, there would be nothing done about it.
Can I ask you a question?
What did he do?
What did he do? That's what
he
I asked.
He went to, when the 45th Division got transferred up to Massachusetts, he went out messing around.
Oh, the 45th,
didn't take, huh?
Yeah, the 45th, right. But
yep,
real
he went out fooling around and
got a caught in a tank trailer.
Picked himself up a disease and got busted flat, which was for the duration of the war.
Let me ask you a question. Why didn't you shoot him?
I wasn't where I could.
You weren't in the right state?
No, and didn't have a gun anyhow.
They should have got a gun and just blowed him away.
Well, guns cost money, and I didn't have the money for the gun.
What's he look like?
Huh?
What do you look like?
What did he look like?
No, what do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yes, ma'am.
I was a very beautiful young woman.
I'll bet.
I'm not joking. I didn't think so, but other people did.
He was joking.
Huh?
Yeah, I said he was joking.
Well, the
idea being that this clown, you know, he's out of your life right now, and that's good. That's good
well,
for you, huh?
I'm surviving.
You still got your teeth? You still got teeth?
That don't make that much difference as far as surviving concerned.
Boy, I hope she answered the right way. I'm going to ask a big question here. Does she still have her teeth? Ma'am?
A few more.
You still got your teeth?
Huh?
Do you still have your teeth?
Do I still have what?
Your teeth.
My teeth?
Right.
No. I've lost them one by one.
That is so great. That is great.
Yeah, I had beautiful teeth.
Who cares?
As a matter of fact, I had such beautiful teeth that people would accuse me of having false teeth when I was around 20 years old.
Your teeth were so beautiful, people stole them.
Well, it's like this. There is more to existing in this world than being born beautiful.
I bet it feels wonderful.
To be born beautiful does not solve any problem. In fact, it may lay the whole world on you as problems.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about not having no teeth, you know.
Forget about the fact that she doesn't have any teeth.
I just can't get past that.
That's fine, okay?
Hey, listen, Gummy. Where do you...
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. That's a very nice call, and we appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you something? You wear those fake Halloween teeth, when you know, like those vampire teeth?
Okay, thank you, dear.
When it comes to Halloween, anybody ought to check that out. And if you know what it's all about, you would not touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Halloween?
That's right.
You got it.
It is horrid.
It sucks.
And everybody ought to check it out for themselves.
You got it. I'm going to check that Halloween stuff out, man, because I hear it blows.
What?
I'll check it out.
You check it out, and you'll find out it is one of the most horrible things that people ever hatched up.
I'll tell you, you are sweet.
And
I
was always bewildered as a kid. What all this, you know, the witches and the
half
moons and the
you want to dance?
Cats and all of that stuff.
Right.
Why are those art projects for Halloween? Well, I was much older. Before I learned what it was all about.
Listen, the bars
and when I did, I said, no more Halloween with this house.
Can I get you another drink? The bar's going to close here in a second.
What?
Hey, listen, Pink Lady or something? All right, never mind.
I can't hear you.
You just sit there. I got to go to the can. I'll be right back, okay?
Oh,
this is great. I don't know what time you got to be home, but I'm having a great time.
I don't have to. I'm at my house.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having a good time. I just got to go to the men's room. I'll be right back.
Bye now.
But we'll be dancing here.
Huh?
Okay.
Bye now. I can't hear you anyhow. It's a little shit, y'all.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Now let me have at this gentleman on the line. You were playing a little bit with that older lady that called in.
I just thought she was cute.
Now I found out from my screener your name is Chris.
Yeah, Phil, but I'd rather not give my last name.
That's okay. You have been caught by three different men while you were making love to their wives.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you were able to talk your way out of it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that I was able to calm them down. I think the reason why I called in is because I heard about that guy who was, you know, with her, and he ran out of the house. And I think that's the first thing you don't do. The first thing you do, if you're any kind of a man, is you're going to stay there. And
well, the guy had a gun.
I think you need to just calm the situation down, explain to the guy that your wife doesn't love me. You know, she... loves you. She was just, for us, it's just sex, you know, and then she was just using me as a sexual situation, because that's what I did with this guy. I mean, he came in, he was a big guy, too, but I was able to cool him out. I just explained to him that his wife had biological needs, that, you know, that she had biological needs that I was able to meet, and I was just fulfilling the biology of it, you know, because there's a certain biology of it when it comes to sexuality, you know. But I told him that I know that she loves you. I tell him that, you know, there's no need for violence. The Bible don't say nothing about the guy who's not married. It's about, you know, the woman. But it's beyond my control because I'm very good looking, and women come on to me.
Now you're telling the guy, you explained to this, and this was a married man.
This is a woman's husband, right?
And you said to him, I'm very good looking, and...
Well, I didn't need to say that. I mean, I'm just saying to you that I am very good looking. I'm very well endowed, you know, and that was basically my take on it. So that's what I was saying.
All right, let me go to. I think I got. Is this Atlanta? Is this Atlanta?
Atlanta,
go ahead,
Atlanta.
Sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This guy, Chris.
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing?
Real good.
Basically, you should be strung up. Because you have moral values. You knew that this woman was married?
Well, I mean, I didn't know, and she told me, but I wasn't sure.
She told you before you laid in her bed?
What's that?
She told you before you laid in her bed?
I don't remember really.
You don't really remember?
Not really, no.
Well,
but the point is, I'm not the one that's married, okay? She's the one that's married. She's the one that's supposed to be faithful. But she don't love me. She loves him.
She loves him. If she loves him, she wouldn't be in bed with him, with you.
Well, but that's different, okay? Because when I'm all...
There's no difference, man.
All I'm talking about is fulfilling the sexuality.
Hey, screw sensuality.
I'm talking about...
There's no sensuality in...
Dude, I got to ask you to kind of watch your language there, okay? Because he let out with the S-bomb.
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to say to the guy is that I know that... I'm not married. She is. I'm not violating nobody's marriage vows. She is.
Okay, sir, could you watch your language?
You violated marriage vows basically when you slept in bed with her.
But the fact is I was able to talk this guy down. I was able to calm him down and tell him that ain't nothing going on, you know. I mean, all I said is,
hey,
I told the guy.
Come down from New York or California, and you come down to Atlanta, Georgia, you calm me down.
What?
I said, you come down from your Yankee state or your Midwestern state, and you calm me down.
Yank what?
You wouldn't calm me down because I would be all on you.
Hey, dude, I don't know if you know it or not, but, like, well, I don't want to upset you, but. The North won the war.
Hey, North won the war.
Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe I'd direct you to Encyclopedia Britannica, man. I mean, all I'm saying is that if you were standing there and...
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's do this, okay? The guy in Atlanta and the guy here in Redondo Beach. Why don't you guys do what they do in psychology called psychodrama? So what I want to do is I want to put you guys in that room. The guy in Atlanta, you've walked in. You see this guy in bed with your wife. Now I'll let this guy... Okay, that didn't work.
What'd he say?
Well, you heard what he said. He laid that S-bomb, and then he just dropped a little F-U. Basically, you said, how you doing, and he said F-U.
Well, I mean, this guy is, I don't know what he's talking about, Yankee State.
He's talking about some other crap. Let's go to Rock Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to know how you're going to do that when I got a .357 in your mouth, sir. How are you going to do that?
I'll take the gun out of my mouth.
You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that. You're going to have time.
And I'll say to you, buddy, you're giving up your whole life for this, you know, broad.
But I'm not in my right state of mind. I'm going to blow your head off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get you in your right state of mind. I'm saying, look.
Not, because I'm not going to give you a chance. I'm going to blow your head off.
Here's the whole deal. Obviously, I'm really good looking, because you'd be able to see that I'm really good looking.
Well, I don't want to have sex with you. I want to blow the top of your head off.
And
what
your
do I
wife,
care how good you look?
Because your wife couldn't, you know, that's why she's having sex with me. And after I explain that to you, then you'd feel better.
Yeah, I'd feel better about blowing the top of your head off.
No. You say that now, but...
No, I'd say it then, too. In fact, I wouldn't say anything. I'd pull the trigger.
Yeah, then you go to prison. I'm trying to keep you from a prison sentence.
Well, if I'm not in my right state of mind, I'd like to know how you're going to keep me from prison sentence.
What I'm saying to you, I'm recommending to you to get in the right state of mind. Because I got to tell you something. I know martial arts.
Oh, I know 6 years of defensive karate, too. So
well,
I mean,
there's no way you pull a gun on me.
Why not?
Because I'd take that thing out of your hand.
Well, what are you going to do with it then?
Let you play with it for a while.
Oh, yeah?
1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show.
Godzilla.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The story from Fort Worth, we've been sidetracked a little bit about a man who shot his wife dead. Shot his wife dead. The other guy ran out, who he caught fooling around on him, and they gave him 4 months in prison. And all of that is to say that we had a gentleman call in, and he's still on the line from Redondo Beach. Chris is his name. You have been caught with 3 different married women, and you say you've talked your way out of all of them.
I have.
Now, we have been listening to men calling this show, obviously in a state of rage, saying that you would not have the opportunity to get one word out of your mouth before they blew you away. The one guy said, with a .357 Magnum pointed at the top of your head.
Well, you know, I know, and I appreciate that it's a really emotional situation, but it's easy to say that on a telephone, on a talk radio program, you know. I mean, it's something else to be in that situation where you can just kind of take a deep breath. Okay, what's going on here? I didn't, you know, she don't love me. She's just using me sexually. And like I told that one guy, when I was caught with that one guy, I said, I mean, you have to understand something. You know, she and I had a few drinks before we came over here, so she's not even, you know,
in her right mind?
Yeah, she's not even thinking about it. I mean, she's just using me for the sexuality and the biology, you know, and it's got nothing to do with that. And
yeah, well, you're hearing from a lot of these guys who are saying it wouldn't matter what you had to say, you'd die.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. But, you know, saying it and doing it, that's a whole different thing. And like I said, I've been in the situation, you know, where I talked the guy down, I calmed him down, and everything.
And you told the guy, well, she doesn't love me, she really loves you, and we just knocked one off.
Well, yeah, I said that.
And you said he left the room and you guys were able to keep getting it on?
No, he turned around, he calmed down, he left the room, yeah. And we, all I'm saying is we finished.
You finished?
That's correct, yeah.
And this guy didn't do anything to you at all?
No, because he understood the situation as I explained it to him.
All right, let's go to Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Chris, you know what? You're so full of yourself, man. And I mean, a lot of it, I think, has to do with your own insecurities. There is no way you're going to be able to have a man walk into a room with you and his wife having sex and for you to have an iota to think you're going to talk yourself out of a situation like that.
Well, wait a second.
I'm a salesman, and I guarantee you I have a much slicker tongue than you, my friend, and there's no way even I would be able to do it.
Well,
you have just walked into a man's home.
I'm also a salesman, by the
done
way.
Something with his wife.
I do pharmaceutical
only he has, and you're saying that you're going to get your mouth is going to get you out of it. There is no way.
Hey.
You, my friend, are very full of yourself, and you probably should seek some kind of psychiatric help to help you deal with the things that you think you would be able to conquer like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, number one, I'd like to say that I'm also in pharmaceutical sales. I do telephone sales. So you
dope them up first. That's a good excuse.
No, I'm saying that I do sales, okay? Number two, I mean, if you're a salesman like you say you are, you know that you're selling yourself. That's what the number one rule of being a salesman is, you sell
yourself.
Why don't
you charge him?
I ain't going to charge the guy, man.
He won't get mad because he could write it off as a business expense.
I ain't going to charge the guy.
It's a personal masseuse.
See, you think I'm lying, but I'm telling you this happened to me on two different occasions.
On two different occasions?
That I was able to tell the guy.
Now it's three, and
no, I said I said to the host that I had to crawl through a few bedroom windows. I said that
you're tripping yourself up.
No, you're not listening. For a salesman, you got to learn how to listen, man. I said that I had crawled out a few bedroom windows, but I also was able to talk my way out of a few situations by simply saying to the guy, "She don't love me. She loves you."
Simply saying, "Yeah, I got done boning your wife. She don't love you. So hey, it's all good. Regardless, I'm laying up in here butt naked on your bed that you bought. It's all good."
Hey,
yeah, okay.
I'm saying that she loves you, and that should not be no reason for you to get pissed off, that's all.
Oh, I would, you know, I would be more pissed off because she would probably be laying in that casket next to you, you know? And
well, and I don't know, are you married?
What's that? No, I'm not married.
What are you worried about?
What am I worried about?
Right.
Well, I'm worried about you because no one should kill, and I would hate to see someone with less capabilities to make real life decisions and say stuff, someone like you, the lesser few intellectual people out there, to get caught up thinking that their mouth would get them out of a situation like that, because it would be a blind anger. There's nothing that you're going to be able to come out of your mouth besides, "Oh, I'm shot," that's going to stop the situation.
Wait a second. I explained to the guy that, you know, I said to him, "Look, obviously you can see I'm very good looking." So that,
what does that have to do with it?
Well, number one, that's
what does that have to do with it?
Well, that's
you're good looking.
Well,
so he's going to look at you and say, "You know what? I would hate to mess up a face like that. So let me pump you in the chest."
No, he'd say,
"You're well
I understand."
Down. What does that have to do with your well
endowed? He would say, "I understand why my wife."
You could be a horse that learned how to talk.
Hey, he say that I understand why my wife is with you. Okay, because you
why
are
his
well
wife is with you. You're a walking vibrator. Yeah.
Okay.
It saves on batteries.
That's it, okay? So why would he get pissed off if all I am is a walking vibrator? See what I'm saying? And when you use that logic, the dude, you chill him out, okay?
No, you don't.
And the dude is like, "Well, hey, man."
You don't chill him out. You're talking about a man's wife. He's coming in. You just knocked one off with his wife, and you're going to talk him out of that and chill him out. You're not going to do it.
What
you know,
about you?
And I wish I could be on the cloud where you are, because whatever you guys are selling in that pharmaceutical business is probably kicking.
Hey, man.
You should send me some.
Hey.
Because the place where you're at, you're not taking into any account or anything the way the human brain works, okay? Regardless of what you say, that is a situation. It's like life or death, you or me. I'm going to do this because you did this. There's no way you're going to talk yourself out.
I want to jump in. This is Phil Henry. Chris, this guy's making a whole lot of sense, okay? You're dealing with blind rage. You're dealing with...
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the biology. You know, I gave it to her good, the biology.
You gave it to her good, and you're telling her husband that?
I'm saying to the guy that
what are you saying to the guy? I want to know. What are you saying?
What's going to happen one day, you know, where the middleman's going to be cut out, her husband's going to walk in, and she's going to be the one that blows your brains out. Huh? He raped me.
What?
Think about it, son. You should use the brain on your head and not the one between your legs.
Hey, man.
All she has to do, honey, he broke in here, he raped me. And you know what? Now you're a dead rapist.
No, I could talk my way out of that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I could
talk
say...
Talk your way out of it. I would like to see that. You know, I think I might even pay to buy the transcript for you to talk your way out of one of these bedroom scenes. Because if you're that good, you should probably be on TV to show other people how to do it, but get shot doing it. You know what I mean? You should write some kind of book.
Dude, you know what? And you're going to laugh at me, but maybe I ought to, because
I'm laughing at you, Chris.
I'm good at it. And
what about this whole situation with the guy? The woman says he raped me.
I would talk my way out of that.
How do you talk your way out of that, man? You got a woman who's just turned on you, said this guy is here, he's raping me.
I have to explain to the guy that she's lying. Who's he going to believe, her or me?
Probably her.
I doubt it.
You're not thinking with your brain, Chris.
I doubt that.
Like, get out of the sun, you know? You've been concentrating so much on your endowedness and your good looks, you haven't worked on the mental.
I mean, who would think
about it? You
know?
I'm 23 coming at you with more sense than you got in your whole finger. You know what I'm saying?
Think about it, man.
You see? And you're thinking with the wrong head. Okay? That's what gets people in trouble.
Just think about it.
You know, you being 28 should know women are scandalous. Women would flip-flop on you like that, but you ain't taking that into account.
Hey,
that's her husband. She married him. She could care less about you. She could flip on you.
Dude, tell me, who's he going to believe, her or me?
What are you, nuts?
Did you not just listen? You told me to listen. You aren't listening to me, Chris. He's going to believe her.
But really, who do you think he's going to believe? Her or me?
Her, dummy.
No, really. Tell me really.
Her, dummy.
No, tell me really.
If it was me, I would believe her, dummy, not you.
Tell me really.
I could care about you because you know what? My Brock would probably have about 15 or 16 rounds, one for each of your teeth. You know?
You just said you got more
common
sense.
And you're so well endowed, I'd probably even bronze it.
You know, you just said that you got more common sense than I got in my little finger. What's that mean?
What do you think?
Then, in other words, you got more common sense than I got in my little finger? So you
mm-hmm.
got, like, what, a big toe worth?
Okay, this is ridiculous.
I want to know who he thinks the guy's going to believe, me or his wife.
He just told you. His wife.
Yeah, but who's he really think?
He told you. All right, listen, thanks for your call, sir, in Salt Lake tonight. Chris, good luck, man. If you really say that you have talked your way...
I swear to God, Phil, I swear to God, I talked my way out of three of them. Three situations. I explained to the guy that I'm well endowed and that she just, you know, can't stay off it. And he calmed down. He went into the kitchen, made himself something to eat, and even let me use the bathroom.
Bull crap.
I swear to God.
Bull crap.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Let you use the bathroom.
Yeah. I swear. I swear on a stack of Bibles.
Bull crap.
I swear it, man.
All right, fine. You swear it. I don't believe you. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449.
I swear to God, man.
All right.